Balance Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abels, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
We are going to talk about finding pottery and paintings and textiles and woodworking and other arts and crafts around Wisconsin this hour during a holiday arts and crafts edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 15th. Every Friday at this time, we celebrate life in Wisconsin. And we noticed that there are a lot of arts and crafts shows featuring the masterpieces of local artists all over Wisconsin this month. A big one takes place this weekend in Madison. It's the Winter Art Fair Off the Square. But we want to hear from artists and the supporters of local artists and craftspeople from all over Wisconsin. Tell me where to go to find the work of your favorite Wisconsin artist or a holiday arts and crafts fair in your community to see the work of local artisans. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also join us on Facebook at The Joy Cardine Show or Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Bill Bale. He is the art director for both the summer and the winter art fairs off the square in Madison. The winter art fair off the square takes place this weekend at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Bill is co-founder of the Earth, Wood, and Fine Artist Tour of the Cambridge-Fort Atkinson area. He has been a member of the Wisconsin Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople for 19 years. He's also a fine furniture designer and woodworker. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. I'm ready to tell you where to go.
Thank you. So tell me where to go right in Madison this weekend. Tell us about the Winter Art Fair off the square.
The lower level of Monona Terrace Convention Center is the place to be for that. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday from 9 until 5, and Sunday 10 to 4, with about 130 exhibiting artists.
That's a lot. The Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople represents artists from all over Wisconsin, not just Madison, right?
That's right. We have over 400 statewide members.
Yeah. So what can I see? What will I see with the one? I know you can't go through all 130, but give us an idea of the types of arts and crafts that we'll see at the Winter Art Fair off the square.
You will see the best artists in the state. We do a jury in the early spring to find only the finest ones. And you'll find everything from pottery to sculpture, and of course you'll find my furniture there, mm-hmm. and jewelers of every size. And you know the thing about jewelers, it's not just everyday jewelry now. They're really pushing the bubble a little bit. It's becoming a lot more sculptural, a lot more interesting. You can't just breeze by and go, oh, that's a jeweler. You really got to stop and look and see what these people are creating these days.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Well, this is, how important are art fairs like the Winter Art Fair off the square to local artists and craftspeople?
That's our lifeblood. How important is breathing to everybody? Not just the selling of the things that we make, the making of them. We have to do this. We can't stop. So we really need you people to buy our stuff so that we can continue making the stuff that we can't stop making.
Yeah. Do you sense that there is an uptick in sales around the holiday time? It seems like there certainly is. Just about every weekend we can see these fairs. They're a popular place for holiday gift shopping.
They're a very popular place for holiday gift shopping, and I'm happy and cautiously saying that I think that things are coming back from 2008. Our recent artist tour last month, we had record attendance, and people were eagerly buying the things that they've been depriving themselves of the last few years. So I'm very excited and eager to see these people out shopping this weekend, and hope it continues through the rest of the state and all the other events.
Yeah. You said that we have to do this, and we need you, the consumer, to buy your masterpieces, your work. Obviously, you chose to do this for your living, but why did you, Bill, why did you want to become a fine furniture designer and woodworker?
It I don't know what pushed me that way. I grew up watching my mom and my aunts refinish antique furniture, so I always, you know, saw the drawers come apart and how things were made. Maybe that was a driving force behind it. Maybe it was the fact that, you know, I started when I was in my 20s and I had a low-paying job and it was easier to make something myself than to try and go out and buy it. They're all driving forces like that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have painters and photographers that, you know, they just keep making covering up canvases. And it's, like I say, we just can't stop.
Yeah, so why should I buy your furniture and not, you know, say the furniture at the discount furniture store?
Well, I make things that I hope your children and grandchildren will fight over someday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to find that at one of those mass-produced stores.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and plus you'll get to go through a process with me, talk to me, maybe come to my shop, see where I work, get a hands-on feel, look out my windows over the countryside and see where I derive my inspiration from as I work in my workshop. And people become very connected with us as we go forward. And particularly with me, when in commissions, I do daily photographs and post them on my Facebook page. And so people really become involved in the process of getting new furniture. But, you know, you walk around an art fair and you walk in and you see a painting and it makes you laugh out loud or it touches you deeply in your soul, and you know it just has to be part of your life.
Yeah. And are you at many of these holiday arts and crafts shows, or is this the only one you participate in, Bill?
Well, this is the only one I participate in. You know, it is a holiday gift-giving season, and most people don't give large pieces of furniture as gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not my best time of year.
But other artists, do other artists make a circuit of it or not?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people will be going until, you know, mid to late December doing shows. I don't know how they have time to prepare for their own family stuff. But, you know, it's their life and it's how they make their living. And, you know, we have to work when there's an opportunity to work, just like everybody else goes to work every day of the week.
We are talking with Bill Bale. He is the art director for the art fairs off the square, both the summer and the winter. The winter art fair off the square is this weekend in Madison. We will, as we go along, talk about other holiday arts and crafts fairs that are taking place in other parts of the state. We want you to tell us if there's one in your community. We want you, if you are an artist, to tell us what you do, what is your work, where can we find you, and if you have a favorite artist or craftsperson that you shop from, let us know who that is. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and I hope if you post there that you will show off some of your work or some of the work that you enjoy. That's the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a holiday arts and crafts edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 15th. Because there are a lot of arts and crafts shows scheduled for this month in Wisconsin, and a big one in Madison this weekend, the Winter Art Fair off the square, and many others all over the state taking place over the next several weekends, we thought that we would focus on local art and local crafts and wonder which fairs are you going to as an artist or a shopper looking for holiday gifts. And we want to hear from Wisconsin artisans, too. What do you create and where can we find you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Bill Bale, who is the art director for art fairs off the square, both the summer and the winter in Madison. He has been a member of the Wisconsin Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople for 19 years. He is also a fine furniture designer and woodworker. And let's take some calls. We have Mimi in Reedsburg with us. Hello, Mimi.
Hi there. I just wanted to say what a wonderful art fair I think this one is, the one at Monona Terrace this weekend.
Yeah, what makes it so wonderful?
Well, I've been attending it, I think, since its inception about 24 years ago. And so as a customer, I can say it's a wonderful place to do some Christmas shopping for very personal, unique things. And there's just a dazzling display of artwork, and much of it is really practical things that you can use day-to-day in your home, beautiful pottery and glassware and woodworking, wooden bowls and wrought iron hooks to hang my coat on, and just, you know, it, you have to see it to believe it. It's like, it reminds me of like a magical assembly of clan gatherings where people come, you know, in the night and set up their little booths, and tonight it's going to be just chaos at Monona Terrace, and tomorrow morning it will be absolutely beautiful, and there will be lights and color and music, and it'll be like that for 2 days, and then, like gypsies, everyone will fold up their exhibits and steal away back to their homes all over the state. Well, so there's just something magical about it.
You describe it beautifully, Mimi. Are you actually setting up one of those booths as an artist?
Yes, I've been participating now for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years in the show. But before that, I went every year as a customer, and I have to say that I probably spend more at this show than I make. because there's just, it's just hard to resist the beautiful scarves and quilts and toys, wonderful wooden toys. So
wonderful. I mean, I'm in the market for a scarf, so maybe I what do you make, Mimi?
Well, I work with a friend of mine, and we both are just, we're old women, grandmothers who love nature. And so we do some photography, and we make cards out of leaves and feathers. I have a bunch of chickens who donate feathers. And and then we have taken to making very simple stone jewelry with lake stones that we gather on the shores of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. So it's all very nature-centered and fairly simple. We're not elaborate jewelers the way many people at the show are, but we love our work and we love the people that we meet.
I'd love to stop
being at the art fair.
I would love to stop by your booth on Sunday when I'm planning on going. What do I look for?
Number 75, and there will be. I really hope you can come because it's hard to describe it well enough for people to capture the feeling of being in this room full of wonderful, creative, cheerful people. It's simply amazing.
Well, I think you did a wonderful job describing it, don't you, Bill?
Yes, actually, Mimi wrote a wonderful article, and I think she was maybe quoting some of it from memory today, because I was going to say about 3 years ago she wrote this fascinating story describing the setup on Friday night and all the chaos and how it turned into an enchanting village. And she sent it to the board members, and we read it, and there was a couple people wiping tears from their eyes. It just touched our hearts so much, and we have used it in press releases. And you know, she really expresses the excitement of getting ready and doing the show and the chaos of everything. And she did a great job explaining it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mimi, for the call, and I will look for
you
on Sunday.
I'll see you tonight, Mimi.
That's right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Let's go next to Dawn in Monona. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
What are you?
Dark Mountain. I am a watercolor painter, and I will be part of the chaos tonight.
Wonderful.
So I've been part of the group for 22 years, I believe, of the art fair off the square and the winter art fair off the square. So I will be there. And that's just one of the winter shows that I do that are holiday oriented.
And you paint. You're a watercolor painter.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I do watercolors with woodland Indian art themes.
Wonderful. And what other winter art fairs are you participating in?
The only other one that's in state is actually in Cambridge. It's part of the Cambridge Country Christmas, and it's December 7th and 8th. It's a pop-up art gallery that just appears for that weekend, and I will be part of that this year.
That sounds like an interesting thing. So how does that work? Why is it a pop-up art gallery?
Because the gallery is not there year-round, my understanding of it. This will be my first time participating in this particular one, but it sounds very charming. It's right on Main Street, and as you probably know, there's all kinds of activities in Cambridge that weekend. They have caroling and cookies and strolling singers and all kinds of activities to participate in, and one of them is creating this pop-up gallery for the weekend that I believe has about 15 artists in it, and it will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then it will disappear.
Wonderful. And Dawn, I stepped over your last name if you mentioned it.
It's Dark Mountain.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. So you're going to be there setting up in all the chaos tonight, too?
Yes, I will. I will. I'm also been very involved. In fact, created the silent auction. That's part of the Winter Art Fair. We gather items from all of the artists who choose to participate, and we have a silent auction where you have a chance to bid on items that you might get a great deal on, or sometimes people just want that particular item and everyone is overbidding on it. And so I'll be helping to set that up and work with that on. That only takes place on Saturday, so you have to come on Saturday if you want to bid on some of the silent auction items.
Wonderful. Well, I wish I could on Saturday. I do have an out-of-town engagement, but I am definitely going to be there on Sunday.
Okay.
And so thanks very much, Dawn, for letting us know. So, Bill, do you have the pop-up art in Cambridge, Wisconsin, on your list?
I do. I actually took part in the first one last year, and it's put on by the Cambridge Art Council, a newly formed group last year, and they came up with the idea that art might, you know, bring business back into Cambridge. There are a lot of empty storefronts. And so they came up with this idea for pop-up galleries, and they put a group of us in an empty storefront. And we had a great, wonderful, fun weekend, and it let a lot of people come in and see this empty building so that maybe it would be rented or sold. It hasn't. But this year they're moving it into another nicer, cooler, more appropriate building, and it's going to be really spectacular display of art in that building this year.
Oh, that sounds really good. What else do you have coming up soon?
Well, next weekend there's another activity, the Holiday Art Fair in Madison, put on by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. And in Milwaukee, we have the Wisconsin Designer Craft Council's Winter Glory Art and Fine Craft Show.
And that's
that's in the Harley-Davidson Museum.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I have yet to be in that building, so since I'm not doing a show next weekend, it might be my opportunity.
All right, so next weekend in Milwaukee at the Harley-Davidson Museum, and also next weekend in Madison at the Overture Center?
I'm not positive where that is.
We'll take a look. And let's go to Gretchen in Loganville next. Hello, Gretchen.
Hi.
Where are you going to be buying art or showing art?
Well, I'm not. Well, I do have a few art projects going on, but I am a farmer, and I vend at the Dane County Farmers Market, and tomorrow morning we are moving indoors to the Monona Terrace as well. So we'll be there with the art show in the ballroom upstairs.
Oh, so I see. Yeah, the indoor farmers market is starting in Madison, and that's great. So people can buy their various produce and look at art.
And the other thing is the vendors, because Dane County Farmers Market is a producer only market, we limit art projects and sales of art items at this market unless they're quite raw. But the indoor winter market before Christmas we're allowed to embellish some of our products a little more. And you'll find items like catnip toys and decorated gourds and wreaths and various other items that the farmers themselves make and vend.
Oh, well, that's actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because there certainly are a lot of various types of arts and crafts that can be, that farmers can make too. Or, I mean, even edible art, huh?
Right. And there are things that we make from our own farms and our own products. So
wonderful. Well, you're gonna get a gourd or something, Bill, this weekend?
I'm just so happy to hear that they're in the building again this year. Last year, our show was a week early, and they weren't there, and we definitely miss the farmers. It's really nice to be able to go upstairs and get food, for one thing, and they just bring a whole other energy into the building, and it's really fun on Saturday morning to watch all the people that have been upstairs shopping for their winter root crops and their vegetables, and, you know, it's so common to see big stalks of Brussels sprouts in bags hanging out as people walking around the art fair in the wintertime. It's so fun.
I love it. We are talking about the wide variety of arts and crafts shows that are scheduled for this month and next in Wisconsin. It's a holiday art fair edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, and we want to hear from you. Is there an art fair in your community that you plan on attending? Are you an artist who attends these to sell your work? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll be back after we check the news, and we'll hear about a special craft in our Wisconsin Life edition, too.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
This is a Holiday Arts and Crafts Show edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We'll continue our tour through some of the upcoming holiday art fairs around Wisconsin in just a few minutes. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. We generally think of skillets as utilitarian objects, the workhorses of the kitchen, but they can also be works of art. Producer Aaron Clune brings us the story of a Madison artist making something beautiful out of the functional.
Iron is an ancient metal. Humans have used it for thousands of years to make everything from kitchen tools to old railroad bridges. Madison-based metal designer Alyssa Toninato uses iron to make functional art.
I guess like a lot of it is the utilitarian results of using iron. It definitely has a spirit or a soul of the Industrial Revolution, you know?
Toninato started doing the dirty, gritty work of iron casting when she went to school in Milwaukee and fell in love with the industrial heritage of the city.
I loved it. It was like that farm, blue-collar thing kind of coming back. You know, there was definitely, there still is a raging underground there in the DIY culture, in the cross-pollination of art and music and film.
Toninato made her first skillet in the shape of Wisconsin in 2010. She made it as a kind of homage to the local DIY scene and Wisconsin's homegrown culture. In Madison, she named her iron art foundry Fee Lion Studios. Fee is the periodic symbol for iron, and the lion comes from her astrological sign, Leo.
I started everything in Milwaukee. It was all from this one print that I made of Wisconsin when I decided that I wanted to do a Wisconsin state shape pan. I basically printed the shape of the state as big as I could on an 11.5 by 8 sheet of paper, cut it out, traced it onto wood, made my, like, thicknesses, and then cut it out with that tool over there.
After doing the Wisco skillet, Toninato eventually cast a map of the entire continental United States. 48 individually cast skillets that together weigh several hundred pounds. Toninato makes the skillets by pouring molten iron into sand molds. After the metal hardens, the sand crust is removed, along with the rough edges. But after teaching herself to make the skillets, Toninato still had to figure out the best way to season them.
This is the raw material right here, what you're seeing. They come from the foundry just like this. We use flaxseed oil. I've tried so many different kinds of fats and oil, it's almost ridiculous. And flaxseed oil is the food grade cousin of linseed oil, which is what painters used on canvases. It gives us that matte black, very hard, impenetrable surface that we look for in the seasoning, and they come out very pretty.
She also appreciates that all of the materials are recycled.
We scrap it either through donations from people or we go to the scrapyard. So that was a tub. That was a really awesome avocado-colored tub.
Oh, I see the green on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Iron is a heavy metal. It's clunky. Toninato says that iron may not have the elite ornamental status of, say, bronze, but that's part of why she likes it.
I believe people do identify with certain materials, you know, and I think it's a subconscious kind of connection. I'm not so interested in trying to bring up iron as being like an equal player of some sort and to try to break that subconscious of people, but I do think that I enjoy celebrating it in a social context.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. And we'll be sure to post this Wisconsin Life segment along with a photo of a Wisconsin iron skillet on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 19 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 15th. We are talking about holiday arts and crafts shows during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. The holiday season is a great time to visit numerous arts and crafts fairs that are taking place all over the state of Wisconsin. Our guest is the director for one of them happening this weekend and is familiar with many more, but we'd like to hear from you too. If you have an arts and crafts event or show happening in your community, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And we'd also love to hear from artists. What do you make? What do you create? And where can we find you? Or if you are a supporter of a local artist or craftsperson, tell us who that is. We'd love to support our local artists. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Bill Bale. He is the art fair director for Art Fairs Off the Square, both the summer and the winter one. The winter one is taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. Bill is also co-founder of the Earth, Wood, and Fire Artist Tour in Cambridge, Fort Atkinson, and he has been a member of the Wisconsin Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople for 19 years. He makes fine furniture and is also a woodworker. So, Bill, you want to get one of those iron skillets?
That was so cool, and it's a perfect example of how there are so many artists that you don't know about lurking in the neighborhoods and around the country, backcountry roads, and in until you hear something like that or see them at one of these events, you have no clue. And that was amazing. That I want to go see your thing.
I do, too. I want one of those skillets. Yeah.
And one other thing I want to mention is that little bit, that parody of the Johnny Cash song, was produced by the Gomers and my good friend Andy Wallman. And cracks me up every time I hear it.
It's a funny song, and thank you, Gomers. Rose in Kewaunee has been waiting. Hi, Rose. Do you have an art show in Kewaunee?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about the 16th annual holiday sale being held at Cayley Alpaca Farm, which is just outside of Wisconsin off of Highway 29. They do have a website at www.cayleyalpacas.com. And it's a working alpaca farm, and they have a restored 1800s log cabin there, two stories tall. And inside there, you'll find a variety of artists. And this is open from November 23rd through December 8th. And on the website, there'll be a schedule of they're going to have demos and live music. There are different people there with wood carving, polymer clay, jewelry, weavers, somebody making wonderful woolen mittens, photography, painting, all inside this rustic cabin. And on the website, you'll see that there are people, there'll be a guitarist there, a violinist, somebody playing the dulcimer, and someone who, Judy Kerrigan, is going to be doing book signing. And there's various dates on the website telling you when this will happen.
Wonderful. What's her book?
I can't remember the name of it, but it's her second book, and I believe she's doing mysteries.
Oh, okay. And is somebody going to be selling alpaca wool items? Why is it? It's interesting
exactly.
That it's
exactly.
Yeah?
Yes, there is someone. Yes, there are weavers and knitters using the alpaca wool. Different garments will be available. There's also a soap maker. The lady who owns the alpaca farm makes soap, so she will also have her items there too. And you can go out and visit the alpacas. And you're allowed to pet them, and it's really a fun time for kids too.
Sounds wonderful. Now, are you attending as a customer, or do you have something that you show?
Well, I do show there. This will be, I believe, my 8th year, and I do jewelry, and I'm a lapidarist, and I take stones out of the Great Lakes, especially Lake Michigan. And I specialize in fossils, fossilized coral and other things that are in the lake. And I make jewelry and letter openers and other utilitarian items out of them.
How wonderful. Gosh, and I know I have some people on my list who are fossil fanatics, so that might be perfect.
there you go.
That's wonderful. Rose, thank you for sharing that. Doesn't that sound fun, Bill? I mean, on an alpaca farm.
Oh, what an interesting venue. Seek out something unique, and we make something more out of it, and draw in a bunch of people, and share everybody's knowledge and experiences, and it turns into a really fun event again.
Yeah, it does. Wonderful. So, and you've shared with us, besides the winter art fair off the square and the holiday art fair.
And that is in the...
The Overture Center.
Overture Center, yes.
And then there was the art fair at the Harley-Davidson Museum. What else do you have on your list?
Well, Dawn mentioned the pop-up gallery on December 7th and 8th in Cambridge. It's a busy weekend. Windsor, on December 7th, has a 9-artist winter boutique in the Windsor Neighborhood Center. And in the other thing that we probably need to discuss is Baraboo. You know, Baraboo is just jumping. You know, did you know it's the 4th best small town in America?
It's a pretty cool small town, that's for sure.
And you know why it's the best small town? Because they've always got something new and exciting going on. The 29th and 30th, they have in the Clarion Hotel a Country Christmas Arts and Fine Craft Fair on the 29th and 30th. And then on December 13th and 14th, they have the Very Merry Holiday Fair in the Baraboo Arts Banquet Hall, and that has over 50 artists in it. So, you know, again, unique locations.
Really unique locations.
Bringing interest into the town, bringing visitors into the community, and showing off all the other things that the community has to offer.
And I'm sorry, what weekend in Baraboo is that?
The Very Merry Holiday Fair is the 13th and 14th of December.
We are talking about holiday arts and crafts fairs and welcoming your contributions. If you show at one of these, show your art or your craft, or if you'd like to shop them, would like to tell us about one in your community, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 15th. We are talking with Bill Bale. He is the art fair director for art fairs off the square, both the summer and the winter one in Madison. The winter art fair off the square is this weekend at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Bill has been a member of the Wisconsin Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople for 19 years. The Wisconsin Alliance of Artists and Craftspeople puts on these art fairs. And he is also a fine furniture designer and woodworker. We are talking about arts and crafts for the holidays and welcoming your contributions at 1-800-642-1234. What arts and crafts fairs are happening in your area? Do you have a favorite holiday Arts and Crafts event. Are you an artist creating something interesting or unusual that our listeners may like to know about? We'd love to hear from you. And we do have many more callers. Let's go to Kim in La Crosse next. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Yes, what art show do you want to talk about?
The American Legion Auxiliary is having a holiday boutique on November 30th. From 9 to 4, and it's their second annual, so I hope this is a good one.
Yeah, so what will we find there?
I am not sure, but I know I will be a vendor there and have nature toys and crocheted items, jewelry, goat's milk lotion, just a whole variety of things.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Kim. So that's going on in La Crosse. I was hoping to hear from as many as we can. We have some emails. We have Nancy from Janesville who emails. The Janesville Art League is having their annual holiday show and sale at the Janesville Performing Arts Center. It started last weekend and will run through the beginning of January. So some of these art events, Bill, are not just for a day or a weekend. They go for several weekends.
Yeah, that's a long event.
Yeah,
that must be a lot of stuff and a lot of interest.
We have Irene who emails, I am a local artist living in rural Deerfield, Wisconsin. I will be having an annual holiday open house at her address in Deerfield. I don't know if I should give that out over the air, but I guess she's wanting people there. 720 London Road, Deerfield, Wisconsin, on November the 23rd. There will be pottery, watercolors, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one way. It sounds like it's not just her stuff, but other artists are coming to her house. Is that common, Bill?
Yeah, it is. In fact, Dawn, our earlier caller, has been doing that for a number of years in her home with two or three of her friends and doing a little home show in Monona.
All right.
So, yeah, any you know, artists are eager to sell their wares anywhere. So somebody's home, somebody's garage, an actual real big-time organized event that has paid advertising and all that, wherever. If people want to come, we'll go.
Let's go to Lee in Lake Geneva now. Hi, Lee.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about a show within a show.
Okay.
I'll be with Bill this weekend at the Monona show, the Winter Art Fair off the square. And part of that show is a separate little show that is open only to those 12, under 12.
Oh. Under 10.
Under 10, sorry. Mm-hmm. All the artists bring in pieces. Some of them have values of $50 or more. And the young people can go in there and shop, buy items for under $10, for $5, $7, or $9. And we do this because we want to get kids excited about art and about collecting art.
Wonderful. So this is for kids to buy art at reduced prices, but is it for them to show their own art too?
No, it's just for them to purchase art, either for themselves or as a gift for others.
Very nice.
It's an opportunity for them to buy something for their parents,
yeah,
away from the influence of their parents. Parents are not allowed in this special kids area, but we have adults in there to help them shop and consult and, you know, talk to them about what their parents' interests are and maybe help them find a gift.
But
parents are not allowed.
There we go. Thank you, Lee, for letting us know about that. And Bill, how important is it, do you think kids today are as, I don't know, interested in the arts as they might have been some other time?
Oh, yeah. Kids still love to draw. The faces on children's like in a sculpture garden, some shows I do in the summer, they put together a sculpture garden where kids can just, you know, everybody can just walk up and touch and look. And to watch the faces of these children as they're exposed to these new things, it's so fun. You can just see the ideas exploding in their heads.
Yeah. Well, I do love to go to various art shows, and the cost of the art for the kids sounded good. Is art out of the reach of many people to buy handmade local art?
No, not at all. A person can walk into these art fairs and under $20 walk away with something for themselves. And, you know, have it be handmade and know that, you know, it was created one piece at a time. And, you know, you've had a chance to talk to that artist and get to know them and understand their work. And, I mean, that's a whole other bunch of benefits that you don't get when you go to the, you know, local big box store and buy a coffee cup. You know, it's just a complete, you get a whole new experience for that $20 in addition to your coffee cup.
Yeah. Our next caller is Lisa in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple of shows. Actually, Bill already mentioned the Very Merry Holiday Fair. I'm kind of a dual career. I'm a farmer. I'm the fourth generation owner of my farm in Wisconsin Dells, but I'm also a chocolatier. And I use local ingredients, including ingredients from my farm, fruits, herbs, and honey, and as many local ingredients as I can in my chocolates. Oh. And I do many shows and farmers markets. There are other winter farmers markets in the Madison area, including the Lucier Center on Gammon Road, which starts this Saturday. But aside from that, I do one on the 23rd, which is called the Holiday Craftacular. It is at the Madison Masonic Center on Wisconsin Avenue, and that goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's really kind of fun, funky crafts that you don't, you know, find at, I guess, what I'd call normal craft fairs. And then the Very Merry Holiday Fair is a fantastic show. This will be my third year doing it, and I really enjoy doing that show.
It sounds delicious too, Lisa. So what's the name of your chocolate?
Oh, Roots Chocolates.
All right, sounds great. Thank you for sharing that. Sounds good, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hungry.
So we just have a couple of minutes left to go. Is there anything else on your list for various Wisconsin arts and crafts fairs in the state?
Boy, I think we got them. Oh, the Fort Atkinson area, the Fort Atkinson Arts Council, does a similar thing to the pop-up gallery that we were talking about in Cambridge. The same weekend, just December 7th, from 10 to 4 only, they do what they call their sixth annual winter market. So it's a combination of the farmer's market and a little mini art thing from all the local artists around town and the surrounding area. And that's in downtown Fort Atkinson in a variety of, once again, empty buildings to let people come in and see these buildings and maybe think about moving their business to Fort Atkinson. I did.
There we go. And we have 30 seconds for you to tell listeners why they should check out the Winter Art Fair off the square or any holiday art fair this month.
Well, they want beautiful handmade art, and there's no better way to get it. Go and talk to the artist, hear their story, and have something to share and enjoy as you go forward with your new art purchase.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy, for giving me the opportunity to talk about Wisconsin artists. I'm so proud of all of them.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of them this weekend. On Sunday I'm going, but it's Saturday and Sunday, the Art Fair off the Square, the Winter Art Fair off the Square at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. Bill Bale is the Art Fair Director for Art Fairs off the Square. Thanks to Marika Suval and Robin Cherry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.